الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In this ayat al-Karima, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala informs us first with the words Allah, the words of huruf al-tanbih. Like in English we will say, listen properly, beware, open your ears and listen. So like that Allah is saying there is a very important message. The whole Quran Sharif, in the Quran Sharif Allah is saying more also now, open your ears and listen what is being said now. And then with inna, with force, with tahqeeq, that there is no doubt in this. It is also in the Quran, it is Kalamullah, there is no doubt. But yet Allah Ta'ala is stressing it, so it definitely it's a very, very important subject. In awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala. One of the great conditions is, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. They have no fear upon them, and they don't grieve of anything whatsoever. So that is a great quality. All we have to do is to try and become the awliya, the friends of Allah. And as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully, that Allah has stretched out His hand of friendship to us. That Allah He says, you become my friends. I'm here to become your friend. It's just for us to go to Allah. If we want to look for a friend today, is he a genuine friend? Is he loyal? Is he just a hypocrite in front of us? He shows he's very good to us. Behind our back, he stabs us. But Allah, there is no question. And Allah is offering His hand of friendship. And one of the many, many benefits of becoming the friends of Allah, one is, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. They will have no fear upon them, and they won't grieve of anything. One aspect of this is that they don't grieve of anything of their past life. That is, they did not commit any sin. So then, لا خوف عليهم. For the future also, they have got no fear whatsoever. That in the past, they lived a pure, clean life. So automatically, the future of theirs is also very bright. And they have no fear for the future. Then Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah is our Allah. What a great, loving, kind, merciful Allah Ta'ala, our Creator is. That even if we have committed sins, the worst of sins, sins which the whole world together could not have committed, you committed all those sins also. For you also the door is still open. And so easy just to make tawbah and istighfar. And the doors of tawbah and istighfar are also wide open for a person. So if a person has committed the worst sin, killed 99 or 100 people, a woman who used to live an evil life, but just by making tawbah at the end, right at the end also, just by making tawbah, Allah forgives all that. So that past which was so bad, which you used to grieve about, just make tawbah about that. And then the future for you, la khawfun alayhim. You don't have any fear for the future. Today also is the time when many people are having a lot of fears that what is going to happen. And generally also, a father feels that I have to secure my family. I don't know what will happen to my family in the future. From a material point of view, many people have got this fear. I must secure, I must get a house for them, I must make some income for them. This fear Shaitan puts into us. From a deeni point of view also, the way things are going, what will happen to my children in the future? How will they cope with all the challenges which are coming? Now we can't seem to cope. What's going to happen to our children? All these fears come. So Allah reward our ulama. They have explained it so beautifully that now what you can do, do what you have to do. That's all. And for the future, it's not in your hands. And Allah again, that most loving, merciful, protecting Allah, says, He says, just hand it over to me. Leave the future to Allah. Take it off your shoulders. and just hand it over to Allah. Allah is there, and our yaqeen, our belief in Allah, we just hand it over to Allah. When you hand it over to Allah, you got no worries after that. So now what you have to do, you do. For example, how much we can secure our children, and that is the really that we teach them also tawakkul. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu taught his 9 daughters Surah Waqia, and then he had no future fear for the future. Even when the Khalifa of the time, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wanted to fix something for him from the state treasury, he says, I don't need it. He says, I know you are passing away, you don't need it, but for your daughter, it will carry on to your daughter. He says, I've taught them Surah Waqia. So we do what we have to do, and the future you leave it in Allah's hands. And who can look after them better than Allah? Ni'mal Mawla wa ni'mal Wakeel. Ni'mal Mawla wa ni'mal Nasir. Allah is the greatest. So what we can do, what is in our means we can do, we must do that now. And the future, we leave it to Allah. The same way, from a deeni point of view, people who have got worried of the deeni future of our children, what will happen to our children? What we have to do now is to teach them deen, make their tarbiyat. According to their level, how much we can do, we do. And the future, we leave it to Allah. Allah will look after them more better than what we can look after. If we are there and what we can do, and we are spoilers, we break things, we damage things, we destroy things, Allah is the maker. He looks after things. And we hand it over to Allah Ta'ala. So we see like now, yeah, also, for example, with our children, we put them in front of the TV. We are putting them in the wrong direction. They are watching all the cartoons now. They are watching comedies. Then we are destroying their future. We put them into environments of the school where evil things, where it's an evil environment. We put them into a play, the schools, etc., where wrong things are taught to them. And then we say we are worried of the future, but we are destroying the present. Then how is the future going to be made? We must try and make the present and leave the future to Allah Ta'ala. So in this way, Allah has taught us it is, there is nothing really to fear for a believer. And what we have to do is we turn to Allah Ta'ala. We become the friends of Allah Ta'ala. And to become the friends of Allah Ta'ala, there are just 2 things to do. And one is accomplished already. Just the second thing. That one thing is to have iman. Allah blessed us with iman without any effort from our side. The next thing to do, to stay with taqwa. We just observe the commandments of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. We don't break any laws of Allah. And by that we get the complete friendship of Allah. And once Allah is our friend, He looks after everything. Then we don't have to worry about anything whatsoever. If you have a good lawyer to handle your matters, whatever they may be, conveyance of your property, any case you have got, a court case, trial, but it's a good lawyer, then everything, anyone speaks to you also, you say, don't speak to me, speak to my lawyer. So yeah, we hand it over to Allah, don't speak to me, speak to my lawyer. Allah is there to look after us. So we hand our matters over to Allah Ta'ala. In this way, a person gets relief, and he lives a peaceful life, and not a stressful life. Just by becoming the friends of Allah, Allah will bless us with this peaceful life, no stress in our life, and we are looking to the future. Then there will be certain amount of stress still. We find Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Nabi of Allah, but he also used to wonder that what will happen to me also. Hey, though he had wahi, his yaqeen, nobody can match with that yaqeen. And he used to make ibadat the whole night also. And when he was told that, oh, you are a Nabi, that you have no sins. Had you have, all are forgiven also. أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا. Should I not be thankful? We see Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala ibadat, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, all the great, great people, and they all used to say, though they were ashari mubashara, they were the khulafai rashideen, but yet they hid. So that worry will be there, not this other worry. That worry with Allah, and that worry is becomes a pleasure to have, like a person, he's eating something enjoyable, but it is strong, so strong, tears are flowing from his eyes. The water is coming out of his nose, and it looks like even from his ears water is coming out. You ask him that why, and when that he has finished that, he goes and buys some more, and he eats it more. Why are you doing this? He says, you don't know what enjoyment is. Outwardly, there seems to be worry, stress and worry, and I'm crying also, but inside what enjoyment I'm getting. Awliya, when they get up at night and they cry in front of Allah, if somebody says, you rather sleep, don't worry. They can't sleep. They enjoy that getting up and being in the by Allah Ta'ala. A person goes out in Jamaat, for example, and it's also like stressful. You are not in your home, you are in a masjid, things are not according to your mizaj, you are mixing with different types of people. But what enjoyment you are getting, somebody tells you, why are you taking all this to go and sit at home? So you say, you don't know what enjoyment I'm getting. One friend of ours, very ill, old, doctors all suggested, insisted that he must no more go in Jamaat. So he said, all right. The family also all told him, now no more Jamaat for you. You can't manage it anymore. He said, fine. He told them, okay. When they all went away, he packed his bag, he's gone in Jamaat again. Why? The enjoyment he's getting in Jamaat all the time. The enjoyment you're getting in the masjid, in the dhikr of Allah, in tilawat of Quran Sharif, in dua, in crying to Allah. So it seems to be stressful, but inside there is a great enjoyment. And other people who are living, they seem to be enjoying in dunya, but inside they are full of stress. They are worried, and they are worried to the core all the time. Outside, they just make shaitan just puts an outside hernia of some type of enjoyment, but inside they are worried all the time. So this is what iman is. Allah bless us with iman. The reality of iman increases his iman and yaqeen. Then a person hasn't got any worry whatsoever, and he understands it also in the correct perspective. Many people have got the right thing, but we don't understand it, so we think we are now suffering. We are stressful. No. Allah has said, why are you carrying on? Why are you still keeping your beard? Why are you wearing your kurta? Why you are in deen? You're enjoying it. It's a great enjoyment. May Allah bless us with this reality, and everything is in the hands of Allah, and we turn to Allah for His help and for His protection of dunya also, our mort also, qabr also, hashr also, and Allah save us completely, all of us, our families, the whole ummah from Jahannam. Allah enter us all into the bliss and enjoyment of Jannat. Wa akhiru da'wana.